Hello, we're learning from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Article 13. You can download the Hebrew text from kub.tv. Likewise, you can ask questions there, so the questions will be aired. So on page 699 in the writings of Baal HaSulam, and on page 97 in the Pesach booklet. I've received your words with a heart filled with cravings, because you shall conceal yourself from me. Anyhow, you should speak to me in writing. And the fact that you wrote that you will notify me, the exile of Egypt, I wondered. And they have cried to the Lord from the work, and then the Creator is known. And if there will not be the knowledge of the Creator in exile, there cannot be redemption. And knowing the exile itself is the cause, the reason for redemption. And how will you notify me at the time of redemption? And the truth shows that the sorrowful notifies his sorrow, and he cannot hold it back or hide it. Indeed, I feel all of you together, that you have replaced today with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. And there is no cure for it, but only to understand that error and perversion, that only those who need salvation today are saved by the Creator. And those who can wait till tomorrow will obtain their understanding after their life, God forbid. This came upon you due to your negligence in my request to exert in love of friends. As I have explained to you in every possible manner, that this is a remedy and it's sufficient to complement for your deficiency. And if you cannot rise above, since I've given you actions, and why did you not increase this work at all? And besides this remedy, this great remedy which is in it, which I will not interpret, you should know that there are many sparks of sanctity in each person in the group. And when you collect all these sparks of sanctity into one place, as brothers, with love and relationship, you will certainly have a high level of sanctity from the light of life for the time being. And I have extended in it in all my letters to the friends, and have asked each and every one to show the letters to his friend. You shall do the same. And from this day, you should understand me and listen to me, at least to the extent you can, because then the Creator will open up the great treasure. And to so-and-so you should tell him to self-calculate. And what did he lack? What would he get of changing words with me? And why does he hide from me? And I shall ask him to exert and see the love of friends. See the greatness of friends, and not their lacks, God forbid. And you should connect in true love until the state, and love covers all transgressions. And he should observe and read all the letters that I send the friends. And he shall not eat the bread of laziness. And where are so-and-so and so-and-so? I haven't heard from them a thing till today. Tell them to observe every letter and to not forget that the first question is, have you expected salvation? And if they do expect salvation, then could they say this work will get them used to desiring the Creator? And if I had to save the life of friends, then I would exert more than any one of you. Therefore, increase and work, and then you'll be rewarded with salvation of the Creator as a blink of an eye.
When we look at this world, we certainly don't understand the connection between it and the spiritual world. The connection between the state in which we are now and the state that we are in adhesion, in connection with the upper force. The problem is that, in general, everything depends on the definitions, the correct interpretation of what we feel in our emotions and what we understand in our mind. What exactly is the reality that we're in? If we describe it correctly and all the time try to develop it, nurture it, stabilize it more and more, as much as we understand, but each time update it meticulously, then our work will at least be more consistent. And we will advance towards one direction. There are many components to this. Eventually we are all these components are designing this one state, but for now they seem to us far conflicting, not connecting. How do I connect perception of reality with love of the created beings? How do I connect the study of the wisdom with the group? How do I relate the correction of this world and the ascent in the spiritual levels? These things don't seem to the person as really one and the same. Maybe there is a connection, but even that is not a direct one. Therefore, our entire work is in stabilizing the right picture to us. That discovering the correct deficient, the present, the current deficient perception of reality, and how it deviates from the true reality, and always try to improve it so that a person can see how the depiction of the true reality can live in him and be in him along with what he feels as this world. Of course, there's a certain duality here, some duplicated vision, but gradually he gets used to it.
לשנות את עצמו, לשפר את עצמו כך
And this awakens one to correct himself, to improve himself, because it's like you fix your aim using the two aims towards the target, that you need to cross them so that they you see the same target. So in that sort of way we have to work. It isn't simple because we don't have anything with which to begin depicting the spiritual world, which is entirely a force, and we are a force too, or a quality, a desire, and a mind, which are qualities, essences, and not matter, but at least imagine it as a force field, frequencies, directions of forces from going from one side to another. At least that way, although that is also not a true accurate description, because the spiritual world is of essences and qualities, not moving forces as we imagine them. But at least that's a more advanced depiction. And when a person then begins to relate to this form all sorts of discernments from this world, meaning how things are supposed to change in order to enter that seemingly spiritual picture, then it becomes clearer to him that him and others are desires. Desires that are repelling each other, and they have to connect with each other. In order to connect with each other, they need an additional force to connect them, because what they have is an opposite force of rejection. And we're all immersed in light of Ein Sof, infinity, meaning a force that can do everything because it is the creator. But it only works according to the correct deficiencies that come from the side of the created beings that exist in the light. So those egoistic desires that are repelled from each other, if they begin, despite the mutual rejection, to show some inclination, as broken and as it is in their state, but some inclination towards connection, and still, although there's a big difference between their artificial request and a true request, this light, this force field, still works on them and begins to draw them closer. And its proximity happens in two ways. On the one hand, it works to draw them closer. On the other hand, since they get closer, they feel themselves in their inner qualities a lot more opposite, a lot more repelling each other. So there are two discernments here. Since the light worked and gave them a quality of connection, now they feel how much they themselves are not in that quality of connection. And they have to realize that it's coming from that light. And precisely because they drew closer, they now see how opposite they are. Meaning, in their state, they feel two discernments. Their nature, which is broken, and the light's nature, which already permeated them and sustains them. And the more they advance, they'll discover the evil nature they have and then the good nature of the light, until the distance will become as the distance from this world to the point of infinity. And the gap between these two discernments precisely is what will constitute the kli, the vessel, in which the creature feels the quality of the Creator. And the opposite quality. And then the entire intensity of the light of Ein Sof will appear there. Because until these gaps, differences appear in the creature, the difference between in order to receive and in order to bestow, the upper light is only on the level of Nefesh, spirit, because it still works by the desire and plan of the upper one without participation of the lower one. So he only has what we call Nefesh of Nefesh even, but for the feeling of the lower one, the feeling of the gap that appears, the lower one attains that size, that intensity of the Creator 620 times more with respect to his qualities. And the qualities that the Kabbalist discovers in himself in comparison to the light are called the feeling of exile. And of course, they can't feel the redemption, the sense of the Creator, because it isn't something that you acquire forcefully. It's something that you kind of more are awarded with merit. You merit it, and the force of the Creator, bestowal, love, unity, there's no more there than what you feel in the opposite state, the state of exile, the state of your opposite qualities, opposite to the Creator. That's why it is said, come to Pharaoh as I've burdened his heart. Because Pharaoh is exactly what's called Olef, which is the back of the neck, which is opposite to the Creator. And that's how we discover the whole quality of exile, of redemption. And specifically, it happens from that exile. So here we have to be ready for the feeling of the exile, which is unpleasant, very, very threatening, repelling, weakening a lot. As it is said, the children of Israel sigh and from the work and so on. But it is impossible to feel and to discover the quality of bestowal, the Creator, if not from the quality of reception, the creature. As it says, the light excels from darkness. And therefore, there has to be strong work and support from the group here. And only by adhesion, by influencing each other externally and then internally. When connecting to each other, one shall help his friend. It isn't some, you know, just awakening your friend and hugging them or something like that. But one shall help his friend is something that we come to from understanding the system. As much as each and every one has the self-recognition of in order to receive, and correspondingly some sort of awareness and sense of in order to bestow of the Creator, by that he is a part of the collective system that awakens and helps the others and then draws surrounding lights for the others. Because if they are somewhat connected, even just externally connected, yet each and every one is somewhat drawing the light that reforms, even just a little bit, they still influence each other. And therefore, it is very important in their connection that the connection is based on reciprocal hatred, and yet with understanding in a realistic fashion, they still come to a point where they do care. Yeah, sure, we are repelling each other, that's true, but together with that, being above that as adults, as people who are experienced in our work already, we realize that we have to work above this to heal ourselves using the medicine. As it is said, that the upper light heals every flesh, meaning that we want its influence and healing and to connect us. And that's how they provide each other with the light that reforms. That is really one shall help his friend. A person who is in a descent, as we learned about the covenant, we can still help each other and save this way each and every friend. And as much as we find all sorts of obstacles, helplessness, weaknesses, bad thoughts, opinions, and feelings, egoistic feelings of hatred and rejection and resistance, lack of interest, all of that accumulates and comes to the great vessel called Egypt. And only from attaining that, from within that, we can begin to envision the redemption. And when above the sense of exile, we feel redemption, we envision redemption, then we merit the exit. That the entire darkness that we feel in facing Pharaoh, in running away from that darkness, in fact, these are great revelations under the light that shines, that in coming out of exile, the light gives one a greater and greater feeling of the horrible place he's in, the qualities that he's immersed in, And the person must... Well, the main problem here is that one will shall not eat himself. As it says, a fool sits in his own lap and idly and eats himself. It's his own flesh. Rather, he needs to understand that all of the details and elements of the exile are necessary. As it is said, I created the evil inclination. That's the whole of creation. And now, it is only required to demand the light that reforms. So it follows that the more a person puts together the situation in his perception of reality correctly, so that he sees that things don't physically change, but they simply discover their relation each time through their qualities. There's a system of which all the parts are connected. That's the beginning of creation. And since it comes from above, then there's only light of nefesh in that. And then, later, between the parts of the system, the rejection prevails, the distance, the hatred, the ego. That is the true creation, the thing that is outside that perfect state, what we call the broken state. And now we have work to do. So physically, nothing actually changes. We should try to envision a picture where the qualities change, the relations change. Try to see it as much as you can, as abstract from time, space, and motion. This can really help us. And just realize that the person has no connection to the light that he's surrounded by unless through his inclination to connect to others. If one expresses any sort of tendency and tension to be connected to others despite the rejection, then he awakens the tendency to the light that he is in. Or you can put it differently. You can say that a person connects to the Creator only through that system, because the Creator is the general light. Which feels the entire system. And to the extent that a person can connect to the entire system, to that extent, he connects to the upper light. And he has no other access, approach to the Creator, to the light, but only from the complete system. And if he has partial connection with that system of souls, then accordingly he has partial connection with the light. And in fact, this is the rungs of the ladder. If I connect to others in 20%, then I'm 20% connected to the Creator. Then I'm 20% on the ladder. Meaning, I measure everything through the vessels. So our entire work is in tightening our connections in the whole of reality, in the whole of humanity. And then, in striving for that, we'll also be connected to the Creator.
Yes. There's a mutual question here from Enero from Mexico and Adam from Jerusalem about what does it mean to exert in love of friends, what does it mean to work on it, and what is the practice of this work?
Yes. Kilo stegi shot.
There's as if two approaches to everything all the time. From the side of Malchut and from the side of Keter, from deficiency or from wholeness. I can approach love of friends from beatings and deficiencies when I wanted to discover something, but I have no choice. I can't do it on my own. I need partners, and I can't understand on my own. I also need friends to help me understand, and I need them to strengthen me, inspire me, and so on. The more I know myself, that I am not worthy of anything, that I can't keep in myself any mind or emotion that is required for spirituality, because the person has no more than a point, and that point can't contain anything. So, by this I begin to understand that my ability, my kli, my capacity, my strength can only be if I connect with others. I don't know how to express this. But it's like, you know, what can a cell or a small organ in the body do by itself? A person discovers that no force, whether it's the will or the mind, he can't hold on to anything, because he can only hold on to it in the connection with the others. And through that, he comes to connect with the others. This is a very long path, because it's a path of suffering. Or there is another path, the path of light, the path of Torah, where a person is told in advance, you need this, it's worthwhile, this is good. He's given examples. It's like, you know, with a baby or a kid. Just imagine that he is now allowed to do whatever he wants in life. How much suffering he'll have to experience until he finds the correct approach to life. It's horrible. So how is our world set up? It's set up in a way where the baby has loving people around him who support him, help him, explain to him, limit him to not do harm, support him to do good, and thus he advances, and then the path is fast and safe. And we see that this is what we aim to do with children. And it's the same in spiritual development. We can learn everything from our nature. And therefore, there is another path besides going through bad incidents and learning from that. Instead, we can learn from a teacher, from books, from advice that we hear from the teacher and read from the books. And if we accept this advice, and not just read them, but follow them as an instruction, what's called Torah, then it turns out that we can advance in a relatively good way. Although Baal HaSulam says that at the end you always advance in some sort of a middle ground, what we call the path of the land, meaning it isn't the ideal following of the advice and not the complete path of suffering. It's something in between. However, the whole matter of the group towards the person could serve as the example, set the example of what needs to be done, how you need to advance and strengthen the person and support him and pull him forward. There are many people who don't realize this, don't understand this. Or they understand the opposite. They just feel how much they're incapable of that. This isn't considered a flaw. Rather, it is a unique state. Some people just can't hear, can't accept it. So much so that the rejection simply hides everything from them, blinds them, and they're willing to justify themselves in all kinds of ways and theorize why it's unnecessary or for now or well, in short, the work in the group is unique. Yes.
The student asks, how can a person check if he is expecting salvation?
A person who is anticipating salvation must first examine what is salvation to him. What is it? What does he want? What salvation? What type of next state? He is saying where he'll say, "Ah, that's it. I'm there. That's my Messiah." What is that? According to that, he can check. Perhaps to him that means more money, honor, power, which is essentially a sense of a reality of myself. I understand, I acquire, I share, I give, I bestow. All sorts of depictions. What is the next state you're thinking about? How much of that state is me, is yourself? Or that self is totally not there? Perhaps it's already above your will to receive. That's how you measure it.
Joseph from the Jerusalem group asks, how does the salvation of the Creator coming as a blink of an eye, how is that implemented in the work?
We exist in a reality where there are two forces. These two forces act opposite each other.
The And
this could just, you know, it could be described just like in physics, like in every laws of nature. It's either they're equal, or one is greater than the other, or the other is greater than the first, and so on. There's no more than that. When the positive force is greater than the negative force, when the negative force is greater than the positive force, it's called exile. When the positive force overpowers the negative force, it's called redemption. When these two states are opposite each other clearly, that's called spirituality. And it can happen that between these two forces, on the lowest level between them, there is such a reality which is not a reality. It's unconsciousness. It's not the true reality. And there is such an imaginary type of reality that is not spirituality, that is similar to spirituality, and in truth it doesn't exist, but there are all sorts of states in it. And the upper state in that imaginary reality is also where you feel either the good force controlling the bad force, or the other way around, or there is almost a balance between them. The transition from plus to minus, or to and minus to plus, in terms of the the change of control, it happens, say, in a second, in a moment. There's nothing on the way. It just flips. Plus, minus, minus, plus. So when you move from the control of the good over the bad and vice versa, it happens instantly. In our desire, there is some sort of a lag time. There is it requires preparation. It's like what we learn from the entrance of the light to the vessels, how the lights enter as Naran Chai one by one until they come out from Yechidah to Nefesh and so on. Yet, it still happens in a very sharp way, in haste.
And the question, how can that image be stabilized, that picture we see, and how can you start seeing the true picture?
This is according to the correction of the desires. For now, we are unconscious. We have to receive the remedy called the light that reforms, and then we will wake up. And the awakening, as opposed to the dream, is in discovering. The person discovers the system of the forces that are the main thing in reality. And our reality is something he begins to relate to as a preparation for the correct feeling, sensation. It's like before birth, let's say, what happens to the fetus there. That's how it is. Yes, Saba.
Rav, as I understood from your words, salvation of the Creator can be not necessarily in a positive way. The actual revelation is called salvation of the Creator. A person can discover the good side or the evil side.
Well, what does it matter if it's the good part or the bad part?
The revelation itself is salvation, is the revelation of the Creator.
The person discovers the evil in his vessels. That's true. Even when we say that we discover the force of bestowal between us, I also feel that it's between us in my own vessels. So how could it be in your vessels if you say that it's between us? To the extent that I acquire your vessels, then I feel in the relation from my vessels to your vessels, I feel the Creator, the force of bestowal. It turns out that without connecting to the others, there is no kli to discover the Creator. Precisely that relation is the revelation, yeah.
Juan from Colombia is asking us, if I want to start working on love of friends, where should I begin?
Well, firstly, we always start from the study. We see that the Kabbalists have set up a simple order. Like Baal HaSulam tells us in the introduction to Tess, a person comes to the group, he begins to study about the system, the connection, the necessity to connect, even physically, as a group, to set times and conduct, and studying all the material that we have about love of friends. And this should already influence the person somewhat, at least draw him closer or farther away from this whole issue. That's where you start. And there are many details here. If it says, love thy friend as thyself is the collective rule of the Torah, where the light of the Creator or bestowal appears, then it's worthwhile for me to see everything that I've studied in Talmud Asar HaSefirot with the lights in the vessels, or the letters and the articles. All of this has to be related to connection between people within the group. We don't need to relate it to the whole of humanity, and it's very confusing. The connection between the friends, that's sufficient. What is happening now between us? Maybe we're just, you know, disrespecting it, disregarding it, and that's it. You know, there's no beginning even of the exile in Egypt and so on. So what do we do in order to start? So Kabbalists recommend start to be in at least a physical connection. Force yourself to be in connection. Force it. From forcing it, you already are in some sort of pressure. Pressure is good. Pressure develops you. You already start asking, I don't want this, why? You have to answer yourself. And then you already start seeing. Either you advance or you don't. Either you connect to them, you have to receive some illumination from the study in advance, or just leave the whole thing alone. But a person has to be pressured to connect. And then feel how much he depends on that. If he always envisions what he studies, and in generally, all of humanity and the whole of spirituality only as connected or broken, more or less, true qualities of the creature unfold with respect to the qualities of the Creator. These are the ups and downs, and so on. If he begins to always engage in that and position these things correctly, so this is the will to receive, this is the will to bestow. The will to receive is in order to receive, and the will to bestow is only in bestowal to others, to for the benefit of the creatures, and so on. So then he begins to make spirituality a bit more tangible, and that brings him to make decisions each time to advance. He sees how much he repels the wisdom of Kabbalah and his from his nature on the one hand. On the other hand, he has to develop the importance of the goal from the point in the heart and develop support for that in advance. The person has all the means he needs. The main thing is, how does he grasp the picture? Those who don't see the picture in the form of connection between the friends are extending, stretching time and prolong the path. Yes.
Igor from Khadera is asking, how to refrain from falling into this routine in the group? How can I awaken the friends? What should I demand from myself? What should I demand from the friends?
As much as possible, we have to try to advance by ourselves and in the group. The rest, we have to both wait and anticipate that it'll come from the Creator. We have to really try to be in this anticipation for help and for some understanding, some feeling. If I aim myself correctly, the way I understand, the way it seems to me, then I'm supposed to get some indications even, because it's simply the order of the lights in the vessels. So then I can see, even through the study material, how to advance. We do have all the means, again, but just like we started saying in the beginning of the lesson, everything depends on the design of reality in the correct perception as much as possible. Meaning that all that I study, I describe it in a spiritual fashion, and even the corporeal fashion that I am right now and how I feel reality, I try to strip it off this corporeal form and see it only as a force of reception and a force of giving that exists in each and every element in our reality, in our world, and relate that to spirituality as well. Yes.
Where is the Creator in this whole picture?
The quality of bestowal. The quality of bestowal that fills us, sustains us, that fills up all the space, let's say. The space meaning the relations between us. Enlivening them, reviving them. That's called Creator.
We spoke about the fact that there are states of the revelation of me, the revelation of the connected state, the revelation of the disconnected state. Where in man's work, where can he ascribe this work to the Creator? In both kinds of situations.
His work or our work? I don't understand.
His work, but he says you need to discover
his work happens automatically after you ask him to advance you in some way. Once you are not on the levels of inanimate, vegetative, and animate only, as soon as you have some desire from the speaking level, there is an influence of that force field, this light called Creator. The inanimate, vegetative, and animate finished their evolution. Now the evolution is on the level of the human.
So,
if there is any willingness on the part of the human, because the human develops by his own desires, he has foundations that induce his development of evil, and that is simply the path that happens in due time. But if he wants to add his own participation, that happens by awareness. So if he does not agree with this, not because it happens in its time, but because he has opposite qualities to the Creator, then he's going towards love of others and love of the Creator. If he aims towards that somewhat, then he awakens the light that is hidden there between everyone, and he already is in contact with it. It's like you suddenly connect to the force field, so connect to it and benefit from it.
Okay, so he connects to this force field, but where's the Creator?
The force field is the Creator. Why do we see it as passive? Because we are saying that it only works after it's activated by man's desire. That's why we call it like a force field. You know, or I, the Lord, do not change, the light is in complete rest. Meaning it only awakens the creatures in due time. Meaning it's like an engine that was set from the start of creation, and it propels the development only by beatings. But you want to do it without it? Please, for that you were given the Torah. Just imagine what would happen if there wouldn't be any wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like this. You have the beginning of the path, which is this world, and you have the end of the path. Which is the world of Ein Sof, infinity. And the entire path, something you undergo in due time. Is that possible? No, because even when you reach the minimal degree here, then you already have some gap, some difference between these states, which is your consciousness, your vessel, your something that is on your part, that comes from you. Meaning, it has to happen by accelerating time. That is, you are beaten mercilessly by your ego, because the lights that work are each time greater and greater, or they work on reshimo, a recollection that is greater and greater. The light is constant, but the reshimot here, the reshimot here are, how to say it, they're greater each time. They intensify. How to spell that? They grow. Okay, grow. That each time they emerge with greater intensity. So then we find ourselves in worse and worse states. But nevertheless, advancement, progress cannot happen without a change in man. Because all these degrees we're going through are in becoming human, Adam, which means that you have to develop your own correct relation and qualities and everything, and acquire a feeling and sensation of the Creator, and understand the Creator, and resemble the Creator. That is called becoming Adam, human. So, can't just happen by suffering. If we would advance by suffering, it would be, well, you can ask it this way. Is it possible to advance from level to level, degree to degree, by suffering? Let's say, I'll suffer blows. Yes, it's possible, but imagine that I suffer such blows that force me to change in my qualities. So now I'm asking this. Can I change my qualities? Let's say from degree 15 to 16. Can I change by the blow, by the beating? If that's the case, then I end up being like an animal, a beaten animal. There's no added value of a human, meaning I'll be like a, what's called an angel, greater and greater, meaning the human has to be my desire to resemble the Creator. So how could it be that from the blows that I suffer here on level 15, how could it be that I'll reach a point where I want by myself to reach the 16th degree, even if you don't give me anything for it, or only you only beat me up, I still want to be on 16, and I'm willing to suffer blows because the Egypt stays within us. We only transcend it. So I'm willing to suffer the blows even, only to have the opportunity to bestow. How do I acquire such a quality? Because if the light comes and does that to me, then it creates an angel, not a human. So there's a work here from the side of the person that has to be consciously connecting to others and becoming conscious of the whole system. Moving on to the next part.